chance of AJ or Jalen playing on Thursday?
Yeah, I think you know our plan is to get Jalen in there. You know what I'm saying? So we feel like we're going to put him in there. So we're excited about seeing him. He's had a good week. Colvin has had a good week, but again, that's probably just a wait and see. You know how we go, and probably might be a hold, but I'm not sure yet. I'm not trying to play any games. But Jalen, I feel good about. I can come out here and say Jalen, without anything happening between now and you know the game, he should be playing.
You worry a whole lot about
a guy like Blair not having reps in preseason. Does that bother you?
No, because we had the New England work really helped. You know, so I don't. I think he's had enough snaps playing. I just want to make sure I communicate. So is it something that is in the back of your head like hey, look, I would have liked to see him more? Absolutely. You know, but with the situation being the way it is, and knowing what type of player he is and what he's been able to do and he's done it here, you know, where I've actually watched it, it makes it better, but it doesn't make it the ideal situation.
Do you still like your quarterback plan?
I do. I'm just, you know, trying to find the best time. I told Tad, because I know that's a big deal, you know, that getting out. I said, I'm just going to go back, you know, watch today's film, you know, think about it, making sure it's the right plan for our team, and then I'll come, you know, to a point where I'll talk to them about it. And then I told Tad, then, you know, we're not going to play any games, and we'll get it out to, you know, local people.
You've had 4 days of practice. Did they make it a tough decision for you?
I mean, I'm really looking to see the game. I mean, you know, I think no one really hurt themselves, you know what I'm saying, as far as the practice goes. So, which I, you know, pretty much, you know, expected. And then now it's going to be a matter of, you know, what happens in this game. And, you know, again, afterwards, you know, I don't know. Like I said before, you know, a lot of times I don't like to make, you know, quick decisions. A lot of time things are built up. So, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Do you anticipate both guys playing with the ones?
I think to get an evaluation, I mean, that's something that we're talking about.
You probably had quarterback things like this before. Mm-hmm. What are the two or three things you look for to see mentally if a guy is able to handle, like, I guess you could say being benched or whatever. You know what I mean?
I kind of look at it really, Mike, the other way. I try to look at it to see which guy's going to go out there and take it. You know what I'm saying? But so I don't know what the word is for the, you know, the second part. It's probably what you're saying, you know what I'm saying, where someone doesn't perform to the level that they can perform at. And so I'm just really looking for it. Again, I'm not trying to play any games or anything. I'm just really trying to figure out, you know, hey, listen, who's going to be that guy in that position that can lead our team, you know, who best gives us an opportunity to win. I mean, it's really that simple, and it's, you know, there's so many things that factor into it.
Which way are you leaning at, left guard?
I think we're going to put some people in there. I think we're going to talk about it again tonight, you know what I'm saying, about, you know, how we want to distribute it, how we want to play them. So I think we'll be rotating people in there. I don't know exactly right now. You know, we'll go back, look at this, look at the week, who we feel most comfortable with starting, you know, but I wouldn't be surprised. My thought right now, I'm leaning to rotating people in there.
And then Cam again, left tackle.
Cam will be at left tackle, yep.
Overall for this offense, not a lot of success last week. How important is it Thursday night to get some momentum regardless of who's playing quarterback?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Obviously, it's important. You know, you sit here and some people will say, you know, hey, it's not that important. It gets blown up either way. You know, if you go out there and do well, you know, it wasn't against this team or that team or this best team. This, you know, I think it's important to go out there and do well. Every time you take the field, you know, it's an opportunity for you, especially at this time of year. You know, it's an opportunity to show what you have, an opportunity to, you know, earn a starting position. It's an opportunity to earn a right on the team. And I've explained to the team before, you know, practices obviously come into play. You know, level one, you know, really it's level one is the meetings, you know, how much you can retain from a meeting going on to the field. You know, to me, level two is how well when you go out there and you're actually practicing against each other. Then level three is how you're doing practicing against another opponent, which we've done. And then there's level four, which is, you know, going out there and playing these preseason games. And then there's other things involved with, you know, if you made a mistake, do you make it again or have you learned from it? So those are the things that I look for, you know, all the way through training camp. And I told the players that's how I evaluate myself personally.
Does
Doug, what's your philosophy on game planning and scouting your opponent when it's the third preseason game?
A little bit more, but it's a little bit tough. You know, it's a little bit more. I wouldn't say it's a full blown personnel. I think when you have your team set and you're set on where you're going, I think it's very easy to, you know, go ahead and game plan it and go. I think when you have some competition like we have, you know, it puts a little bit of a challenge to it, you know, with, you know, the quarterbacks and then obviously the guards and some other positions that are going on. So that's a little bit more challenge. And then, you know, you go back and you look back to say, okay, hey, what haven't we gotten done? You know, do we feel comfortable about the situations that we practice against New England and Tampa? You know, and if we didn't feel comfortable with it, then, hey, listen, we got to get the situation involved in this game somehow to make sure we get it live. So there's a little bit of that that goes into play. And at the same time, you're doing it while you're trying to win a game, but also you're doing it to make sure you get ready. So you get put in that little bit of a quandary, you know what I'm saying, of you're trying to weigh everything out. But, you know, at the end of the day, you want to make sure you're ready for the season. So I tend to lean that way a little bit.
What's your biggest concern? Run blocking or running back, as far as what do you hope to see a little bit more production?
I think it's going to be a great challenge because I view, you know, Carolina, always have viewed Carolina, you know, having been in that division years ago and then having played against them when I was in Buffalo. You know, I think they're a very, very good football team. Ron has done a great job with them. They're a veteran football team, very physical, very smart. So I think it's going to be a great challenge for us, you know, from a standpoint of up front on both sides of the ball. I think that they've always done an outstanding job of running the football. Obviously, they can take the ball deep. They got good players on the outside. And then, you know, conversely, you know, defensively, you know, it's difficult to make plays, you know, against their defense, you know. So they have some really good football players there. They're really stout up front. So I think it's going to be a great test for our players and a great challenge for them.
What's the next step for Ngakoue? Is he a better run stopper than he was a year ago?
Well, I think there is flashes of that. I think, you know, we kind of tweaked some things this week, you know what I'm saying, to put him in better position. I saw him do a much better job this week, you know, than we did during the week. So, you know, now we're going to see if that carries over onto the field.
With Wash and Hackett, now you've hired them and then now you've gone through a full camp. Are you pleased with how they're carrying out what you want to be carried out philosophy-wise, scheme-wise?
I'm not worried about that. What we're doing basically, because this is the first time we're all together really as a staff, so you know, we've been constantly working to improve the things that we're doing in practice and cleaning things up and trying to, you know, myself, making sure I'm giving them clear communication on exactly what I expect, you know, from the practice, from the work ethic, from the coaches. So you're doing that constantly, and you're going to do that more in your first year together, obviously, than any other time. So it's a natural thing, and I feel very comfortable. I think that, you know, whether it's the players or whether it's been the coaches, you know, everyone's been able to respond. So, you know, as long as I can keep the vision going and keep pushing it, you know, then I feel comfortable with the direction we're going in regards to preparation and practice. And now, obviously, like I told the players, you know, it's the results that count.
Did you see any dead legs recently from guys? Did you lighten up on them at all?
No, I mean,
maybe the plan.
No, I mean, for me, like I said before, you know, I try to start training camp and work as hard as I possibly can. And, you know, I think it kind of shows you who can go fight through, you know, the adversity and things of that nature. And, you know, my philosophy has always been when camp starts, hey, listen, there's really not a lot of light at the end of the tunnel. You know, so you just kind of wake up and you just kind of go. You know, then there's a certain point where, you know, you get that third preseason game. You know, it's a little bit of flexed of, you know, hey, listen, I just want to make sure that we can get used to the in-season schedule, which most teams do. So we want to get them used to the in-season schedule. But at the same time, you know, we're still technically in camp. So, you know, we'll have extra meetings and things at night, you know, that are required from the players. So for me, I mean, that's the way I've always looked at it. You know, the second preseason game in my mind, like I told the players, when you push them like that, you know, it's really how you're going to feel at some point during the season. You know, you're going to feel tired. You're going to feel this way. You know, so, hey, how do you as a team get together and be able to push yourself and go? I'd rather do that stuff early in camp, you know, than later in camp, you know, to see where we're at and understand that, you know, from a mental perspective. I also think that I think you can, you know, in the beginning, you got to get that team ready to go in shape as quick as possible because you really don't have the time at the end. I think that's when it becomes a problem. So, you know, to start and say, okay, wait a minute, we're in trouble. I got to do this at the end. I think that's when you can get into jeopardy of, you know, going into the season and not being at the best you can be. Or if you start off hard, then you can manage it, whether you have to go harder or you can back off, whatever words. I don't ever like to use the word back off. You know, for me, it's just this is what was planned. This is what we're doing. If it's not to our expectation, then we're changing the plan.
Does not having the cut to 75 impact the way you game, you know, in terms of playing time for some of these guys?
I think it'll impact the next game. You know, I really do. I think it's a good decision, a decision I know that we supported, you know, as an organization. I know from a coaching standpoint, I believe that, you know, players will have, you know, opportunities now. I think that players won't put themselves in jeopardy, you know, playing too many plays in that last game. You find, you know, doing that. And then so I do think it's going to come into play in the last game, but I do agree with it. I know the special team coaches are happy.
When you're evaluating Myers, how much does leg strength, especially on kickoffs, factor into or override maybe some struggles in terms of field goals, PATs? Is that?
I think it's a good question. I think that, you know, they're both valued, you know, well, meaning that, and everyone knows, you know, my background, I had three if you count the punter, you know, before. So I had a kickoff person and I had a field goal specialist. So you know that I value both. You know, the same. So I think it goes into that. I mean, to say, hey, listen, you know, field goals aren't that good. Well, now you're taking points away from your team, you know, but hey, you're doing great on your kickoffs and, you know, or vice versa. You're not doing well in your kickoffs and you're losing field position, you know, then you're not helping yourself win the game. So, you know, someone has to do it, you know, whether you have a punter that can kick off, which not many teams have, but you're going to have to be able to do both and do both well, you know, to be able to play for us.
What more do you have to see out of the two fullbacks to make a decision there?
Again, I just think they have to play. It's the same thing. Someone taking the position, you know, someone, you know, doing well in that position. But the challenge in that position is also special teams. You know, you can have a great fullback, but if he doesn't help you on special teams, you can't guarantee snaps from, you know, each week to what he's doing. You know, we look at the roster and we're looking at people that are going to play on game day. You know, we're looking for the amount of snaps that people are going to play. So, you know, a lot of that comes to, you know, what they're doing on the field, you know, in the personnel groupings that they're in. And a lot of it is in special teams. So, and that's kind of a dual position, kind of the same thing we talked about with like the kickoffs and field goals.